Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I talked with pianist Alexander Taradze when he was in town to play Ravel's piano concerto with the Philadelphia Orchestra. We began talking about Ravel's interest in jazz and his meeting with American composer George Gershwin.
George Gershwin went to Ravel to take lessons, but it didn't work out because Ravel asked him, George, how much money you make in the United States? And George named some figure, probably with lots of zeros, and Ravel said, it's me who should study with you, not vice versa, because obviously Ravel was a poor composer. That happened via Nadia Boulanger. George went first to Nadia Boulanger, and Nadia called Maurice and said, hey, I have this American dude here. And anyway, jazz was quintessential, and you can hear it in every Ravel's pieces, even the early ones.
When we talk about jazz, are we talking about colors, rhythm, improvisation?
I think it's mainly, yes, it's mainly rhythmic and harmonic texture of the piece. And also very, very telling approach to the form of concerto, which is actually the concerto for orchestra with obbligato piano, let's say. I mean, we have so many unbelievable, difficult, telling, colorful, great solos in this piano, in this short, really, about 20 minutes piano concerto. You have 10, 12 major solos. I mean, when we have piano concertos with great solos, Brahms is very telling, and many, many others are telling, but not in such an extent when they are actually overtaking the whole thing and play for, obviously, I'm not talking only about English horn in a second moment, but from the very beginning, I mean, we have piccolo solo. I mean, tell me, and even Frusta, this clapsy. You know, you can call it, so for me, it's really concerto for orchestra with obbligato piano or solo piano, something like that. Because, and honestly, not here, but most of elsewhere, I play this concerto with piano inside the orchestra, not outside as a soloist.
Oh.
Right. But inside. And sometimes for listeners, it's a bit confusing because they came to hear and they paid for the piano concerto. One of the reasons why they are there because the piano concerto, all of a sudden, they can't even see soloists decently. You know, soloists somewhere hiding there inside. But the chamber music quality of these performances are really unforgettable. I find myself all the time when I am sitting as in a soloist, so to speak, place in front, I'm finding myself always looking to orchestra, looking to the soloist to my left and enjoying it, kind of making some eye contacts or ear contacts with these musicians. In this case, I don't need any moving and turning left. They're all in front. We are one whole.
You're talking about with the Philadelphia Orchestra this time?
No, this time I'm in front, as usual. You find the soloist in front of orchestra. I mean, when you have such a magnificent orchestra as Philadelphia Orchestra playing this piece with all these solos, and they are all one better than other, one all gorgeous, then it really sounds, you know, just chillingly great. And you can't find any other musical idiom, musical activity, except jazz, where you have that many soloists come, shine, go away, then another is coming, then one is coming back, and this. It's philosophy is jazz in that regard, very much so.
Yes. And oh, wow, that's fascinating.
Right.
So every experience for you is very, very different. It would be different even if you were all in the same place, but since you've played it in many different configurations.
Many different configurations, and because it has so many solos, we can count, but it has a gorgeous, big, extended solos. So once and since you have many faceted roles, so to speak, and they're different in every orchestra. Subsequently, concerto sounds different. Subsequently, I am, in many pages, I am an accompanist. I'm not a soloist. I mean, so to speak, accompanist, you know, whatever that means. But there is no accompanying in this, but it is. And for instance, when English Horn plays the second moment solo at the end, of course I am listening to her as carefully as I can, as, so that I'm under her, you know, trying to, and that that in itself is already every performance is different because you have so many soloists involved, and they are so different from orchestra to orchestra, even if configuration is the same.
So. Was your idea of what Ravel was telling us, what he was communicating, has that changed over the years?
Not really, except I more and more realize Ravel talks to you from his very sensual, very, very personal feelings, and it's a conversation. It's a conversation with probably one human being.
He takes you on this journey of emotions.
He does. He does. You know, that's why it's really one of the, it's really a phenomenal showpiece for the orchestra, more so than for pianist. Hmm. I mean, I'm not undermining the role of piano in this concerto, but really, I mean, this concerto requires fantastic flute players, piccolo as well as the big flute, phenomenal trumpet. If you are lucky, fantastic harp player, and we are lucky very much. She's gorgeous, very 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 capable English horn, very capable French horn. It was very high F, which is nightmare today. Bassoons should be virtuosos, especially the tempos which I give them in the third moment is nightmare. Really, this one is just, you know, I know the thing. So you have so many, I hope I didn't forget them, I probably did, but the thing is that one after another, you have personalities coming in and contributing to overall experience of this concerto.
Is it possible to describe in words what music means to you?
You can't really talk about it. I can't describe. Except to say that once I'm thinking about, even remotely about that, about music, who comes first to my vision and mind is the people who gave me their understanding of what we are doing. And that unquestionably started with my father, who was wonderful classical and jazz music composer. Then my teachers right away. So each of my teachers comes right there, their faces, their talk, the way they talk, what they were telling me about this or that. I think this. So basically, it comes down to human beings who told me what we are doing together. Apparently, we are doing music. And that's all I can tell you about it. Otherwise, everything I say would be extraordinarily banal and very unconvincing.
Thank you so much, Lexo Taratse.
Thank you, Susan, very much.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.